I'm going to tell you, no self dies as hard as religious self. Because once you've got it down pat and you know how to say amen all in the right places, you can do church, but you're not having an encounter with God.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Welcome to Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent sermon series taught by Pastor Rogers. This sermon series is entitled, Real Power. This is part one from that series, The Power of the Cross. Let's go into the message today.
I'm saying to you today, religion will stand between you and Jesus Christ and offer you something that tantalizes and satisfies the flesh. Sing my song, preach my sermon, give me some coffee and donuts on the way out the door. Religion says, here's a pill, take this and call me in the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't see, and this self-preservationist religionist does not see their need for self-examination and coming to the cross because of their self-righteousness and tradition. Today, if it's good for you, it's good for me. Do whatever you want to do, any old way you want to. But I declare Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means none of us, I don't care who you are, Billy Graham included. And he, ladies and gentlemen, made sure you understood that he was not the savior of his own self. He was always pointing to the cross of Christ. That's the reason why he's revered by royalty and presidents and by politicians who want to get in the crowd and have a little word to speak. But I'm so thankful to have heard this past week the consistency coming out of his children and his grandchildren saying, if you want to see Billy Graham again, you got to go by the same cross that Billy got saved at. Oh, aren't you glad for the cross today? I'm talking about, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for the Constitution and bylaw to break the yoke of the anointing, that bondage off of my life. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for relational connections if I don't have a cross somewhere in the middle of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the cry of the people that are saying, give us a powerful gospel. Don't give us some weak-kneed kind of preaching. Don't offer us something that we've got to have the same dog and pony show next week. If I brought in group after group, singer after singer, and preacher after preacher, and you got yourself a bag full of religion, I'd have to keep doing that year after year, decade after decade. But I give you Jesus, him crucified. And if I do anything this morning, let me lift up the cross of Jesus so that everybody can see Christ and him crucified. I find it very interesting in 2003, which is part of the premise of this message. In 2003 in downtown Manhattan, the article is written because of 2 thieves that broke into a particular church in downtown Manhattan. And the article title says, Thieves Take Figure of Jesus But Left the Cross. If you take the Christ of the cross, you get the cross of the Christ. They are inseparably nailed together. You don't shape your own altar. You don't shape your own cross. You come to Jesus just like you are. You accept him just like he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the prodigal didn't come in a 3-piece suit when he was coming back home to save himself or to preserve his own righteousness. He came back stinking like pigs, and he left going, God, Father, give me. He came back saying, make me. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, when you get where you need to be with God, you'll humble yourself. And after all, don't we need some folks to humble themselves today and turn from their wicked way? Then God said, I'll heal your prayer and heal your land. The religionist says, I'll take Jesus, but I don't want to have nothing to do with that cross. I'm going to tell you, no self dies as hard as religious self. Because once you've got it down pat and you know how to say amen all in the right places, you can do church. You can do church, but you're not having an encounter with God. I didn't come to offer you an encounter with church. I came offering you Jesus. And I want to tell you that every time, if I preach Jesus the way he should be preached inside of this place, behind this pulpit, and God help me to be able to do that, there shouldn't be one time that you come into this building that something has not changed and shifted in your life. You don't have all Jesus you need. I didn't say you weren't saved. I'm just telling you there's probably some things that he needs to work on. I can't get a whole lot of help right there. So maybe you'll pick up in this next category, because it takes the power of God to confront a sign-seeking society. That's what people say. Okay, Jesus, we will believe you, but do something else. And then we'll believe. Do something else. Make some bread multiply. And people come into church expecting preachers to be superheroes. Expecting other believers to be superheroes. I believe in Jesus. And now you see it broadcast. The mocking has taken on a whole new level where not even the vice president of the United States is sacred in his office, but will be attacked by a heathen individual about his relationship with Jesus Christ. Thank God for a man of God who is sitting in the vice president's seat today. I don't care what your political persuasions are. Whenever I hear the man say, my Christian values and beliefs are what I base my decisions off of, that's what the Bible said. When the righteous are in rulership, the people rejoice. I met the man and his wife when I prayed over his campaign in downtown Pensacola. And with all the discernment that I had in shaking his hand, I believe I shook hands with a man who was humble before God and recognized that it was the Lord who brought him to this place. And I say to you, let's believe God for a revival while the window of time is open. And the only message that has endured time and eternity is Christ and him crucified. And somebody needs to pick up the banner from Billy Graham and run into the masses with the message of the cross of Jesus Christ. The second category is the humanist side. The humanistic individual says the cross is foolishness. That's the Greek. They call it silliness or foolishness. This is the other side of what's happening in our society today. And they say, well, the church is outdated. The church is irrelevant. But this is the same group of people that the Apostle Paul confronted in Acts chapter 17 on Mars Hill, where they had a statue for every god, and just in case they may have forgotten one, they built a platform and inscribed on that to the unknown God. Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, stepped up in that case and said, guys, I see all of this that's going on and with all these statues and Greek gods that you're worshiping. I don't want to talk about all of them. You know about all of them. He said, I want to talk about this one that says to the unknown God. That's the one you need to hear about. And he preached Christ, and he preached to them and spoke to them. And the problem was he was trying to match them with his own human wisdom, having learned it from the teachers of the law in his past. That's the reason why when he comes to the Corinthian church and he steps in there, he said, I don't want to know nothing but Christ and him crucified. And the preaching of the gospel is unto them that believe salvation, and it's not foolish, and you don't have to seek for a sign. He said, I'm tired of trying to match wits with dim wits. Come on, somebody. He said, I'm going to preach Christ, and everything else can go to the side. He didn't have one convert at Mars Hill because he tried to match wisdom for wisdom. But I got news for you. God says through the pen of the Apostle Paul that God is going to make the wisdom of this world look like foolishness. And he did, ladies and gentlemen. They devoted themselves day after day. Get this picture in our society. I know you think that maybe the Bible is outdated, but let me bring it up for you. They devoted themselves. ourselves on Mars Hill to hearing some new thing all the time. Somebody was coming up with some new thing. Give us some new philosophy. Give us some new religion. The socialite crowd, the Greeks, the Epicureans said, give me something new. We're tired of the old message that's outdated with our forefathers. Are you hearing this? The Greek thought was that that level of sacrifice is unnecessary. That level of crucifixion and all that bloody mess. You don't want to hear about the blood. We want to hear about what's the latest thing coming down the pike. Send us a tweet out. Send us a little comment, a little hashtag, and give us a little thought for the day. But when I run up against the circumstances of life that cause me to tear up and hot tears roll down my cheeks, when I run up against the problems of life and I'm looking there with my little tweet and my little hashtag and I can't make it without it, I'll tell you, I'll step right up to the foot of the cross and know for assurance that the cross is God's warranty deed, that what he said he will do, he will bring it to pass. Human intelligence and human thought fails mankind. It's doing it today because it never can satisfy the price of sin. Are you with me this morning? Humanism doesn't have the power that it takes to deal with the issues of sinful man. It has a solution to get a handful of pills and call me tomorrow. But the cross to today's culture is foolishness because it's not man-made. It's God thought. Let me submit this to you. Religion that doesn't cost anything isn't worth anything. If you've got a synthetic religion where your founder only tells you to read good books and you get some philosophy, and believe me, there's a lot of great writers out there who can wow you with their philosophy. But if there's no sacrifice, even that's what amazes me. Osama bin Laden wanted everybody else to blow themselves up in the name of Islam. Y'all ain't hearing me. I said, strap on a bomb, and he promised them. He said, listen, if you'll do that. Just the other day, ladies and gentlemen, some of the PLO leaders were praising the small children for strapping on bombs and getting ready to be a suicide bomber. And they promised them somehow in the by and by that they'll get 72 virgins. I just want to submit to you today, for all of the men that are wanting to strap on a bomb, I just want to let you know something. Those 72 virgins might not be women. What a shock. And all that would be over there in the promised land. Wonder what Osama's thinking about right now. Come on, somebody. You know why? Because all the other religions, whoo, preach, preacher, I think I will. All the other religions, they may be looking like they're prospering and doing well now. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't try to demean anybody, but I'm just going to tell you, there is coming a day, and it's not too far off, where the declaration from the book of Hebrews has already been made. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He goes on to write to those Philippians. He said, one day, very soon, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So call me foolish if you want to. Call me strange and out of my mind. I came to tell you the cross broke sin's curse out of my life at 9 years old, and I'm free today because whom the Son sets free. Push your neighbor and tell him whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General Retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend
So mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace City.